I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. In 1959, a group of San Antonio Chicano teenagers formed Sonny and the Sunliners, led by Sonny Osuna. They called it the Highway 90 sound, in reference to the stretch of asphalt connecting New Orleans to their hometown. Playing record hops, the Sunliners wore matching suits and pomaded hair like their R&B idols. But they crooned, sometimes in Spanish, with a distinctively Mexican-American take. The Sunliners took that Highway 90 sound all the way to American Bandstand, East L.A., and the migrant Chicano communities nationwide. We hung out with keyboard player and singer Little Henry Lee Parillo.
At that time, we weren't allowed to speak Spanish in school. You had to assimilate or go home. So there was never any, for me, any contact with the conjuntos and all that. So I was totally drawn to R&B in the sense that I felt comfortable with the music because I felt the emotion when my mother would play Louis Jordan, you know, it was, ain't nobody here but us chickens and all that stuff, you know. I was digging it, you know. I was digging the feel and everything. We couldn't identify with the Beach Boys, you know. We didn't have blonde hair and we didn't have, you know, an ocean, you know. And with us, it was like comparing the Beach Boys to Bobby Bland, and it just didn't happen. The feeling wasn't the same, and so we just identified with R&B.
Without a warning, you broke my heart. You took it, darling, and you tore it apart. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. Turn on the light, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. Let it shine, 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 let it shine.
I had a friend, Chick Willis, who was Chuck Willis's cousin, and he said, you know, we never seen no Mexican singing the blues until I seen you. And I said, well, you know, now you have. And he says, but it was all right.
I feel all right. I feel all right. I feel all right, baby.
Tell me about some of these songs. The one that actually, I guess, came from Little Willie John originally. Tell me about Talk to Me, Talk to Me. Yeah.
Manuel Guerra was the big producer, band leader for the Sonny and the Sunglows. And he had the idea to, you know, incorporate our sound and add some strings, you know, to make it sound like a modern production. And it just hit. It hit like, you know, like nobody had imagined.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
There's a thing that people call the Highway 90 sound from San Antonio all the way to New Orleans. The music just kind of gravitated towards it. Our goal was to make everybody happy by having them dance. You know, if you're a teenager, you want something where you can get close to the girl. So we did a lot of those kinds of ballads, you know, and they were always some romantic love theme and everything. For us, we sent that to East L.A. because a lot of guys from Texas would go to L.A., you know, seeking better jobs and whatever. There's something special, magical, whatever you want to call it, about San Antonio and their music. They would miss that.
You've got me so torn up. You've got me so mixed up. Yet I'll keep on trying to win your sweet love.
We went to East L.A. with the Sunliners, and it was like, you know, the Beatles getting there. We were like a royalty, and all the Chicanos that lived around there. And this is the children of the migrant workers. You know, they weren't allowed to speak Spanish, so they didn't relate to the Spanish music. They related to what we did.
You've got my nose open wide. You've got me turning over inside. You get to be a happy.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.